Der Delta Backstage Podcast. Pepper Stars im Interview.
Welcome back, Jason Derulo on Delta Radio.
Thank you very much. How you doing?
Yeah, good. The last time we've spoken was in Berlin at Lollapalooza Festival.
Uh-huh.
And now we're here, 3 years later, round about. How did it feel? What changed in your life?
A few things. I've started to, you know, dress different, and I think over the years I probably speak differently. I've done a lot of business in the last 3 years. So a lot has changed from, you know, just growing up, I would say.
So now you have an EP, The Last Dance, Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big statement.
Well, like I just spoke about, in the last 3 years, a lot has happened. A lot has shifted in my life. And I think a lot of it had to do with the pandemic. I mean, we all went through a pretty crazy thing, you know, being locked in our houses, and, you know, for that period of time is really, really traumatic. And I don't think, like, we give that enough weight. I mean, that was a really, really crazy experience. But after that, I think I went into survival mode and started to do, you know, a ton of business things. And I kind of put my life's passion on the back burner for a second, because I wanted to make sure that my family was sick, you know, solidified forever. Because I don't know, like, I think after that, it was kind of like the world seemed so uncertain to me.
Yeah.
And life seemed so uncertain. But now I'm back in the right headspace. You know, the most creative, the most driven that I've ever been in my actual passion. And I wanted to give a nod to the old era and make a piece of work that was nostalgic in a way and felt like my earlier music before I went into the next era. So this first half of the album is basically a nod to the past, and then the next half will be the new era.
So it's more a big celebration of what happened in the new era instead of a goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we have, first of all, 8 tracks, 22 minutes, short and tight. What do you think about...
Is it 22 minutes?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
That's my lucky number.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. Mine is that one.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Incredible.
What do you think about streaming in 2026?
Streaming is, you know, just like with everything else, everything has to evolve and change, and you got to move and shake with the times. I don't think streaming is paying artists enough, if that's what you're asking. But it is the new wave, and I think artists now have to figure out other ways to make money. It can't just be off the streaming. I think artists are more famous now than they've ever been. Because of social media, obviously,
yeah.
And people get like a real inside to people's lives. So you know, you can make amazing music that touches people. And in turn, hopefully you can utilize that to do other things as well.
Are you sometimes dreaming about just doing music instead of doing social media and all this stuff also on top?
For sure. I mean, the other stuff can seem like a job, you know.
Mm.
And I don't know. For me, I understand the power that it has. And I understand the value that it has for people as well. So, you know, when I'm doing social media, I really do try my hardest to have a holistic picture, you know, especially nowadays. It's like the music is one thing, but then there's an extension to the music, the music video, and then there's social media. Like, how do you create a moment in time with a song that people can kind of remember a lot of different things? Music videos aren't as big as they used to be. So, like, how do you still engulf the world with a piece of music that's not just the music, but it becomes something else?
Yeah, sometimes I'm a bit sad about music videos because there was a time on MTV where we all sat down in the kitchen and watched
music
videos. Now we just have social media.
Yeah, but now people just want to be on their phones all day,
yeah,
you know?
True. Okay, let's talk specifically on a few songs. Maybe we start with Sexy For Me, because
mm-hmm.
it's also your opening song.
Yes, yes.
So we kick off with Confidence. Is that also the mindset for the tour?
Yeah, you know, I would say so. You know, Grown and Sexy is the vibe. So Sexy For Me definitely has that vibe. But it's also an appreciation for women. I wanted to make a song that made women feel like they're sexiest, you know? When I was making the song, I pictured women in the mirror, like, you know, doing their makeup or getting dressed and, like, feeling like their sexiest self, you know? And I think very often, you know, especially with social media nowadays, I mean, people aren't feeling their best because they're comparing themselves constantly to an unrealistic sort of goal. So, you know, in making this song, you know, that was the plan. That was the goal.
Mm-hmm. What is maybe different to the tour you did before?
Everything is just supercharged. Mm-hmm. Better dancing, better transitions, better content, better... I mean, everything is just like the next level. This is like the tour that I've always dreamed about.
Oh, really?
You know, this is that level. And a lot has to do with just growing into where I am now, right? I wasn't able to have, you know, the same amount of production back in the day, you know, because everything is a budget.
So what's coming next when you're just a superstar right now? You say this tour is on top, so what do you have to do to top this?
You got to keep pushing the envelope. It has to get better and better each time, and that's always my goal, is to do something better than I did before, so much so that I watch every single show and I pick apart the show after every night, and wow. I try to make the next show better than the last. So if you saw the show... in Glasgow, and then you see the show tonight, I mean, it's like a world of a difference.
So, you are really hard to yourself?
I mean...
Are you a perfectionist, maybe?
I'm a perfectionist, for sure. I wouldn't say I'm hard on myself because, I don't know, it just feels so natural to me to want to do it. So, I don't feel like it's hard, and I'm also doing my passion. I'm doing what I love to do, you know, so... when you're doing something that you don't enjoy, it can feel hard. But when you actually doing something you enjoy, it doesn't really seem like I'm beating myself up.
Yeah, that's something my parents always told me. Amy, just find a job which doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the future. So we have The Last Dance Part 1. Part 2 is coming, I think.
Yep.
It's also Part 3 or 4 or 5. What are your plans? Harry Potter.
Right. For now, it's just part two. But I mean, you never know what the future brings.
Okay. Instead, any dreams for 2026? I mean, you're traveling the world with your tour, so.
I think my biggest dream for 2026 is to, at the same time that I'm making the second half. To continue this tour, you know, the first leg is awesome and I'm having the time of my life and I don't want it to stop. So we're adding other dates around the world and, you know, we're doing China and Australia and India. And I'm just really excited to just see the world with this show that we've created.
Is there any city you're the most excited to be?
This one, of course.
Der Delta Backstage Podcast. Eure Stars im Interview.